Well, I think it's not unfair to compare it in a way to a political campaign. This is kind of like the New Hampshire primary with a 5-hour time difference. So everybody's kind of excited and everybody likes to handicap the candidates. And particularly today, Tuesday, if there's a first vote, which seems nearly certain, we have kind of the names that are possible thrown out. And if history's any indication, there'll be several different names that receive votes. And so that kind of gives you the sense of the lay of the land.
Of course, we won't know any of that because it all happens in secret.
Yeah, no, we don't know that. Unfortunately, in the past years, 6 months later or a year later, somebody leaks out how many votes each guy got, which is strictly against the rules, but it happens anyway. But I think for what we know historically is we kind of know how this works. There hasn't been a pope elected on a single ballot in centuries. In recent years, it's all happened within 2, 3, perhaps 4 days. So I still think a guess is Thursday, although I've been wrong before sometimes.
Want to take a guess as to who the next pope's going to be?
Absolutely not. It's amazing. John Allen, a very competent reporter, works for National Catholic Reporter. He's now all over CNN. In 2002, he wrote a book, The Next Conclave, and in it he listed 20 papabili. And he said specifically, and I'm not listing the controversial Cardinal Ratzinger. So he totally missed it, even though he himself had written a biography of Cardinal Ratzinger.
So, how do you see the dynamic over there playing out? There's been a lot of talk that it's between the reform faction versus the insiders in the Vatican. Is that a fair description of what's going on, do you
I
think?
think some of those categories may be a little bit too neat, but I think it's very true based on what the cardinals have said in public and certain reports that seem credible that there is a significant opinion that something is wrong with the Curia. It needs to be reformed. And by reform, I think they mean it needs to be run more efficiently. A number of cardinals got up during the general congregations, and if media reports are to believe, they said, "Listen, we don't have cabinet meetings. One department doesn't know what the other one's doing." And some of that is part of the cause of things like the scandal over the leak of the documents from the Pope's apartment, some of the problems at the Vatican Bank. So I think everybody seems to be saying that we need a kind of a tightening up of the central administration. The question is, can the people there in charge do it themselves? Or do we need to have kind of a house cleaning? Do we need to have go in there and perhaps replace some people and really change procedures and change faces? And so I think there really is that question. And so from that, you might say, do we want an outsider as Pope who's going to push that? Or sometimes they say we need an insider who knows the lay of the land, knows where the bodies are buried, who can do it himself.
How much is a new pope going to matter to the church as a whole, to the average to the average person in the pews?
I think if you expect something to happen overnight in your typical parish, perhaps you're being a little bit too optimistic. But it's true that the Holy Father sets the tone, if not the actual substance, of what the church is doing in the world. We are now at a new era in the history of the church. The people at the very top of the church didn't experience World War II. They didn't personally experience the Vatican Council in the 1960s. We are a church undergoing rapid demographic growth. Most Catholics now live in the Third World. And even if the Pope doesn't come from Africa or Asia or Latin America, he clearly needs to know what is happening in these parts of the world and be able to deal with these challenges. So just by the matter of the passage of time, the priorities are changing. And the Holy Father either is going to be very successful in meeting those challenges, or perhaps he'll falter a little bit. So it's very important. And that's why I think everybody's trying to be very, very careful about who they elect.